Okay. Actually feel quite good, full of energy. Unusual. Usually I'm quite tired after these things. Oh, we've got all these lights in the house. It's really nice. Yanni likes to have these like little fairy lights everywhere. So I've got the Wonderland going on here. It's hilarious. Woke up to the cat. The cat. We've got this stray cat that we've sort of claimed. You know how I love to have a fur baby. But now I'm really worried because what happens when we leave? He won't have any. He's wild. He's completely feral. Okay. Ooh, feel something. Okay, let's go. So remember, we're doing this to release from government structures. And so the government structure is up to you what you want to release, right? I'm not going to set the thing. I'm just going to work on the energy of it and put you through the process. But you're the one who's going to place the intention there as to what it is that you're releasing from, right?
Susanna is saying that you have a gorgeous dress and that you look fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Susanna. That's really sweet. Well, we've got the what do you call it? What are we in? Confinement. What is it? What are we in? Lockdown kilos. The lockdown kilos. I'm telling you, we're all going to have to go on diets after this and a big cleanse. We've got the lockdown kilos. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So you're going to think about what aspect of the government, and are we going to record this?
Oh,
Yeah. So
yes.
we'll record this, and I'll tell you what, if you like, we'll send you the channeling, and we'll send you this, and then you can repeat it, right? You can just repeat it and work on different aspects or go deeper or something like that. So I will, as we're doing it, I'll put some energy in the recording so that whatever gets activated, because I've got to do a lot of energy work in this, will go into the recording. So I'll have the same effect. Okay, let me just. Okay, so just take three deep breaths. Letting go of everything Cassandra said. I've got a very quick rundown from Yanni. I'll have another one later. And some of you who know this technique know this breathing method. And the breathing is to breathe into the back of your throat. It's a short, sweet, shallow breath. And we do it with the mouth open. So you're breathing in and out through your mouth into the back of your throat. It's like, you know, when you see a baby, a little baby, when they're asleep and they're breathing through their mouth, they're quite shallow. It's just into their throat. It's that sort of breath. And what we're going to do is we're going to, when you are born, your soul enters through the back of your neck, right? A point here. And so what we're going to do is we're going to breathe into that part of our neck and activate the portal where your soul can come and go from there, right? And at one point, so we're going to breathe into our throat, and then at one point we're going to push a piece of ourself out through the back of our neck. Somebody asking a question. And then that we let it float up to outside the Earth's atmosphere. Then we're going to look down. We're going to look down and we're going to see like a gray cloud over the top of our head. And that gray cloud represents the collective consciousness of the government system that you're wanting to release from. So if you think of that grey cloud like a mist, right, and from that grey cloud are little black cords, and those black cords are going into your body. So they might go into your chakras, the outer field of your body, like your auric field. And those black cords represent how that government system influences you. Whether it, and what we're going to do, we're going to take it a little bit deeper than that. We're going to look at how that government system, the one that you've placed your intention on, has affected you throughout lifetimes. So it's not just this lifetime. We're going to go into lifetimes. So you're going to see these little black strings going into your chakra system, your auric field, maybe into organs, different parts of your body. And each black cord represents how that system influences you. Now, it may influence you throughout the time through events like witnessing something. So if you think about invasion, war, feeling trapped, something that you read, something that you saw, heard on the radio, something that you saw on the television, the newspaper, how that government system has imprinted you with the reality that you're wanting to release from. So that's why you might want to go back and redo this, because it's really about your intention and your focus as to how deeply this works, okay? So it's okay to go back and redo it. That's perfectly fine. And, in fact, I have this technique on the CD that I have on my website, and it has releasing from karma, releasing from collective consciousness, and these mantras that I do to align the body. So you're going to then, from that aspect of you that's outside, right on the Earth's atmosphere, looking down on that grey cloud and all of those black cords from all the lifetimes and all the different ways that that government system has permeated you, and you're going to cut them. So whether you use sound, light, an axe, a sword, doesn't matter. Whether you say, Archangel Michael, come here and get rid of all of those, and you watch it, and you watch thousands of cords in layers being released, burnt up, destroyed from your body, from your system, until it's completely clear. And what you'll notice is that grey cloud, it starts to formulate a circle in it of light. So the grey cloud starts to get weaker and weaker and weaker, and a space in there between that aspect of you out of the Earth's atmosphere and your physical body. So now you've made that cloud weaker, that collective consciousness weaker, and you've created a gap in which you can exist in another reality, not part of this one. So then what we do, I'm explaining it to you because I want, you know, as we're going through it, for you to just really grasp it very easily. So then what we do is, understanding that there are universal laws that we are governed under, imagine that a light from the universe that represents that new universal law of whatever it may be for you, whether it's the universal law of, let's say, sovereignty, the universal law of satisfaction or freedom or something like that, you know. Think of the universal law, and then you're going to bring that universal law down with that aspect of you, down through that hole, that big hole that's now in the grey cloud, with a clear passageway to your body. and anchor it in your body and let it become one with you. So what you're doing is you're accepting the universal law over man-made laws, right? And you're becoming in harmony with that. And that's going to then kick off different things for you. So let's go, okay? So we know what we're doing now. We're all good? Okay. Okay. So closing your eyes. Just for a moment, breathing in and out through your nose and allowing your body to relax and for a normal rhythm of breath. Listen to the sound of the breath, the feeling of the breath, and the rhythm of the breath. As you're allowing your body to relax with each and every breath you take, in your mind, in your heart, repeat after me. I call to me now. My spiritual ancestors, my guides and those that love me. I call to me now my entire sacred circle. Together with the Lords of Karma, the Timekeepers, and the ancient ones, to work with my energetic system at releasing from all time-space realities from the collective consciousness of government control and whatever else you're choosing. Just take a breath. And I ask my body, mind, and soul complex to accept this release and welcome in the new. Very good. Now breathing in and out through your mouth, having the mouth slightly open like a newborn baby, breathing into the back of your throat and having no time between the in and the out breath. So it's a very short, shallow breath. Activating the entry point at the back of your throat. Continue breathing. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And on the count of 3, you're going to do a very strong breath out and push out from the back of your neck a small aspect of yourself and allow it to rise up into the sky. One, two, three. Very good. Using your inner eye and your imagination, allowing that aspect of yourself to float and drift up to the ceiling of the room that you're in and out through the roof, past any trees and into the sky, through the clouds as it very gently drifts further and further up your inner eye. Your intention is following that aspect of you, and that aspect of you is feeling very excited as it very, very quickly moves into the Earth's outer atmosphere. And then you're going to do another short, sharp breath and pop it out of the Earth's atmosphere. 1, 2, 3. Very good. And that aspect of you is drifting, floating out in the Earth's outer atmosphere in its solar system. And you have a very good viewpoint from that location. And you look down, down, down. You can see a grey cloud over your body that wraps around the Earth. And that grey cloud is the collective consciousness of the worldly government system. And it looks quite thick, and it surrounds the whole planet. And you're able to see through that cloud, and from that cloud you can see dark black strings of energy connecting to your physical body, connecting to your chakras, your mind, your organs, your auric field, holding you to that system throughout many, many lifetimes. For this black cloud has been created throughout many, many lifetimes through you allowing it, through you obeying it, through you fearful of it. And you become aware that this is this black cloud that encompasses the whole planet has been there for a very, very long time. And from your viewpoint out in the solar system, you're going to call upon a way and a means to cut, sever, and destroy those cords entering your spirit, your mind, your physical body throughout all time, space, realities. You're going to cut, sever, and disintegrate using whatever means necessary. And you will have 3 minutes. You can cut hundreds at a time. You will have 3 minutes to do this. And as you cut, sever and disintegrate those black cords from the government that have controlled you through the media, through television, radio, stories, books, education, councils, interactions, courthouses, every way that it's controlled you, dominated your existence. You're going to cut, sever and disintegrate, and you have 3 minutes, and the time starts now. Very good. And now what I want you to do is just pay a little bit of attention. And I want you to repeat after me, I cut, sever and disintegrate all contracts, vows, commitments and oaths I have made throughout all time, space, realities to draconian and Anunnaki laws. Very good. Now see that beautiful shining hole and opening in that cloud. And just notice that that cloud has become a little bit thinner, a little bit sparse. And now there's this beautiful opening above your body. And as that aspect of you out there in the solar system acknowledges that you are indeed a child of the universe, and you now come under universal laws. So you're choosing to become one with a stream of light that represents that universal law that you've chosen, whether it's sovereignty, whether it's freedom, satisfaction, oneness. Whatever it is, I'm going to let it join with you. And as it joins with that aspect of you, it very, very gently moves down through the Earth's atmosphere, quickly passing in through that beautiful opening within that consciousness, down through the sky, through the clouds, past the trees, in through the roof of the building that you're in, and think about that universal law as it very gently enters the back of your neck and passes through your nervous system, through your whole body. And just pay some attention to your feet now to ground yourself. Imagine that you're breathing in and out through your feet. Get a sense of your body all clear, clean. And let the vibration of that universal law emanate from your body out into the room. So you breathe in. I'm accepting this in my body, mind, and soul complex. And you exhale out. And I am one with it now. I manifest, I act within that universal law. When you're ready, you can wiggle your toes, your fingers, flutter your eyelids, and very gently open your eyes. Very good. So now you know, and you'll get the technique. Now, one thing that came to my mind while we were doing that for women was a really interesting thing that hit me, so I'm going to go back in and do it. And that was that the law, yeah, the government controlled women so much throughout history that our husband, our fathers sold us to our husbands, and our husbands believed that it was their right to own us. So, you know, it's like the government, the laws of the government gave men permission to own women. And it really hit me while I was doing that. And I thought, oh, I have to go back in and release myself from that. Exactly, because I think it's very powerful. And even if you're a male in this lifetime, you know, it's throughout time and space. So sometimes we don't like to honor the gender we're in because of what we've experienced or what we've done. So I think it would be really good for the women to think about that and go back in and do how the government, like women weren't allowed to vote. And even today, a woman's word is not as valuable as a man's. And that's not coming from the men that we live with. It's coming from a government system that has, you know, like created that in our psyche. So I want you to really think, and in obviously in some cultures they say women don't have a brain. I mean, it's crazy. Did you know that the Catholic Church only just over 200 years ago believed that women didn't have souls? Yeah, that if you were a female, you didn't possess a soul like a man does. Very interesting. So think about that, because it's a government system that allowed that to be.